Our quiet conditions will continue through the night with mild temps as we'll be in the warm sector with a little bit of a breeze persisting in spots. Two systems will be approaching the region tomorrow. The first, an upper low that will be moving eastward from the Ohio Valley into Pennsylvania by tomorrow morning, and a separate northern stream upper low and cold front that will be tracking southeastward through the upper Great Lakes and southeast Canada. Model guidance is in pretty good agreement with the major features, so it'll be another warm and increasingly humid day tomorrow, although the threat for storms during the afternoon may keep temps from warming quite as warm as they could be. The first upper trough will move through the mid-Atlantic region on Thursday. That's expected to trigger maybe isolated to scattered storms starting in the early afternoon. Most of that activity, though, should impact areas mainly south of Albany. Northern areas will start to see an increase in the storms by later in the afternoon or early evening, with stronger forcing just ahead of the cold front. The main threat appears to be gusty winds, but the best chance for some of those stronger storms looks to be across areas north and west of the capital region, as instability should decrease somewhat after dark, which would result in general thunderstorms with lightning and downpours from Albany south and east. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there are no severe thunderstorm areas forecast at this point. An upper-level shortwave trough will move across the St. Lawrence River Valley on Thursday, with a broader-scale wave lagging westward from this feature into the upper Great Lakes region. Surface cold front associated with this leading impulse will move southeastward across New England and southward to the Ohio Valley, while its far western extension becomes nearly stationary over the central high plains. Meanwhile, over the western continental U.S., a closed low over northern California will become an open wave as it ejects northeastward into Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise highs in the mid and upper 80s. In Boston, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms afternoon, partly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. And in Buffalo, showers likely and maybe a thunderstorm. It'll be breezy with increasing clouds and a high near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow. Maximum normal temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 98 set back in 1916. And the minimum temperature normal is 59 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1977. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August 21st, 6:08 a.m. was sunrise. Sunset will be at 7:47 p.m. For tomorrow, 6:09 a.m. will be sunrise and 7:46 p.m. will be sunset. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Thursday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of southern New England, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, patchy fog as well with lows in the lower 60s. For Thursday, it'll be partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, humid with highs in the upper 80s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s, partly sunny for tomorrow with scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly clear with lows around 60. For Thursday, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the mid-60s, partly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, isolated showers before noon, otherwise mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 80 degrees. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high in the mid and upper 70s. Sunday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.